Chapter 124. Get Lost. In the capital, Hyde Park, London, the Huntress Fountain, Diana, located in the Rose Garden, bronze figure of goddess shooting an arrow, standing in a large dish of marble. Dish borne on the heads of four robed and bearded men. It's an unlikely contraption for sure. Why the dish, you could ask? Why balanced on their heads? But there she is, Diana, strong and lithe, in cool, smooth bronze, arrow drawn gracefully back, balanced and poised. This Roman goddess, this patroness of the countryside and nature, of hunters and wildlife, of childbirth, of crossroads, of the moon and the night. I contemplate and enjoy the goddess on a dish for a considerable time before getting to my feet and wandering on, leaving behind my goods and chattels and clearly not thinking anything of it, or clearly not thinking at all. Such being my current state of mind and degree of lostness. Not meaning that lostness necessarily has negative connotations. On the contrary, it is more of a positive thing. Such a short time ago, in chapter 106, I was just as lost sitting on the bank of the river, back in the place and time I once called home, with a moon gliding through the night, lone balloon of hope, or lost ship of loneliness, adrift, waxing and waning through time. Lostness is a state, a way to be, and nothing to do with current location, I suppose. I walk faster now, as I no longer have those tedious belongings weighing me down. Light of step, I am agile and suddenly free. Is this some kind of epiphany, I ask myself? Or is it the stout? In this augmented state, I fossick, that's the word, in bottom of pocket for pencil stub and pocket-sized journal, in an attempt to capture this uninduced rush of exhilaration. Get it down. Don't miss a beat. Writing. Nailing it down like this when it unexpectedly falls into place can be exhilarating. For a moment or two, whatever it is, almost makes sense and you feel almost whole. Yes, you can get lost in what you were doing and feel almost whole. Whether or not this revelation, as such, makes any sense at all a bit further down the road is not so clear. But there you are. We have what we have, and we are what we are. A goddess held high on a marble dish, I am not. Onwards I walk, a mere mortal, drifting along Piccadilly with a horde of other shopping mortals, and up Shaftesbury Avenue, past Chinatown and into Soho. This looks better. Life is not about finding yourself. It's about creating yourself. According to Dylan,